But the government swore that they knew how to raise, how do you do that? Father went swimming in a canal near Montreal, where the ocean liners from Europe came, and there was the St. Lawrence River, and in between there was a canal next to the big ocean liners. And the kids used to know how to swim, they went swimming next to the ocean liners. And among other things, kids. And the brother used to go there to see, make sure everything's okay. And the guy, whoever, told him, hey, your mother's here. They had a tonight. You can go swimming, you can play what you want. Abinachar gave to land. You have to do what you go to land. And he kept the deal. So that was their chachma. Even though they wanted very much, but they, at the same time, when they brought him a lamed from, when they lived in, like in Telstar, not together, from that's how far he was out of town from Montreal. They brought him a lamed when he was a kid. Till he was 11 years old, they brought him a lamed. There was no cheder there where they lived. They brought him a lamed from Montreal. They had the patron. He told me that the amount he paid for him, I can't understand how he had the money. Al Capone, he paid for him a lamed. He learned him till he was 11 years old. And then he went himself to Montreal every day to learn. When he was 15, they sent him to New York. And we had a good father there. His name was Avigdor Miller and a few others. The Moshe Gifter was younger than that. And Rabbi Nassim Bachfogel was also.
This is before the war or after the war?
After which war?
World War
II. Before
World War II. We're talking about a long time before the war. I thought you asked the First World War.
You said that your grandparents came in 1907, so I figured.
That's before the First World War. But before YU. They could have been in the beginning of YU, but they knew there was a whole machlokes there. But there's people who knew that there was something that YU wasn't the seder. It's not where you make a college. You want to go to college, go to college at night, go to city college. A missionary yeshiva, they understood that. There was an under a chabura, whatever, they took hold of them. But they understand that. And then they went to Europe, Rabbi Miller, Rabbi Moshe Gifter, and Achfogel. They went to Europe, but then it wasn't so precious for everybody to go. They just stayed in America. My father became a rabbi. And then came the time he had to mechanech his kids before I was born. And had older brothers. And he couldn't do it where he was, even though he was making good money that he didn't make 10 years later when he went into business. He didn't make that much. And left it all go, and he moved to Williamsburg, the States. The movers thought they were crazy. You're going from here to there, you should go the other way. It was a nice place, a fancy house, I was Achim. And then they moved to Williamsburg and sent those kids to Tel Bidas. Here we are. I said, mentioned they didn't make an ASIC out of the room spoiled from everything. So you had the kid, and it was natural. Let's tell you one other little thing, that I also had two older brothers who were yeshiva bachim. When I went to yeshiva, the kids were, most of them, few of them were, the parents were survivors from the war. Or there were people who kept Shabbos. They kept Shabbos. But the principal, he was a near, I found out later, he called me up to the beginning, I said this a few times, when I was 7 years old. He called me up to the front of the class, I should say, Lefitumi, what do I do on Shabbos in my house? Friday night, we go to shul, come on, Kiddush, Shabbos, whatever, I was achim. That the kids didn't, not only the kids, they won't cry. But they didn't have a normal Yiddish house. So Baruch Hashem, they come from a Jewish house, and it's an underdog. And everybody, those who have it, should appreciate that. Baruch Hashem, from the house, and it's a blessed schus. And that's the, they did what they had to do in their time, and maybe. Maybe we was able to be in yeshivas, and maybe we have to be mamshach that, and do the best that we have, because they were aiming against things that was not, it wasn't popular to, chinuch was very, very rough. We know how many daughters they lost in America till they still had their chinuch. And there were people who were chashev people. He told me over here, Mr. Mr. Grant. Well, I tell you something, right? I said it a long time. I'm going to spoil him. So then he said, Baruch Hashem, he's only had a refuah shleim, he told me it's all. Then they tell that the doctors are getting a new chinuch. But he said over that his Zayda was a shochet in Birmingham, Alabama. His elder Zayda was a magid in the south. He used to go around.
A magid
in the south. He used to go around from town to town saying drushes. So he said Zayda was a magid in the south. Came from Birmingham, Alabama. You go to Nashville, Tennessee, and you go to Chlesa, all the Stetlach and that's in all the states. Because they were hidden there.
My grandfather lived in Bristol, Tennessee.
Yeah?
Next to Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee.
They were hidden. I know. I spent the summer in Memphis, Tennessee. Before the Chabur went there. They wanted to make a yeshiva.
Who sent you there?
He sent me there. I went to Berlin. Rabbi Belsky was the rabbi. He was the head of the day school, and he wanted to make a yeshiva gedolah. So he wanted to show the balabatim what yeshiva bachrim looked like. So they brought 20 bachrim, and we learned very good. And that summer, instead of going to Camp Morris, we went to Chabura. We went on a bus, 1,200 miles, you know, singing all on the way. You go on a bus around the Tennessee Hill, the driver's going 70 miles an hour around the cliff, stays finished with the pushing, but the person in the matzah.
Deported from
Israel? No, not from Israel, we took them to Nashville, Tennessee, in Memphis, Tennessee. Our Kaponim didn't be fine, so we had the whole Chabur there, but they wanted to show what Yeshiva Bachim looked like. So Yeshiva Bachim went and they got by Nota Greenblatt, was Chaim Greenblatt's uncle. He was based on the Chochem. He took care of the South. He was a Moyle, and he was inside a Gittin. And we saw the way get also, we had somebody for Shalom and the Gittin, that's nice. The back opponents, the Gittin, they were hidden all over. Somebody said that they bought a house in, he was a rabbi before, Lebowski was a rabbi in New Orleans, and that before that. And he said that somebody bought a house in New Orleans, and you go, which was from the Civil War, from the 1840s. This is over 100 years later. And he bought a house, and he goes down to the basement, and he sees a big hole with a ganze meisse. The kids said they had a mikveh in the bed, and they had a mikveh in the house. So there was no chinuch, and there was no cheder, no gun. The people were showing me Torah all over. And okay, she's keeping everybody. Remember that time, they were in Chisant Zach, Yid came. Ayit came, the son, he came from, maybe it was Birmingham, I forgot, no, in Alabama, I forgot about the old names, came someplace from Alabama, and he said that he brought his son to the day school. So he said that, so he said when he was younger, and his parents wanted to send him to yeshiva, I don't know if it was Baltimore or New York, and it was Baltimore, it was very Baltimore. He wanted to send him to yeshiva, and he didn't want to go. So he said, his father told him that, okay, you don't want to go, but there's going to come a time, and you're going to have a kid, and give him the chance. He said, so I'm giving him the chance. He said a little sharp from that, but that's as much as mechanism. That's a very, you see, they were eating all over. He said, what? I think they used to have an ISIS from Son Hyman, he was in America in 1927. His letters printed, I think, also from him. He was an American, he traveled all over before he came to be a Rosh Yeshiva. And he came back to Chaim Moshe, and he told him, Chaim Moshe asked him if there's Torah in America. So he said that there's Yidden all over America, sitting and learning. We have one of the cultivating the light, his stick about Shiva, not a ganze, but his Zayda was sat and learned in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All over the place. There were people coming to Chachamim all over America. But there was no chinuch, as we said. And Shlomo Hyman told Reb Chaim Oizer that there's a chabur learning Torah Lishma in New York. The story goes, Reb Chaim Oizer told him, and the time there's a chabur learning Torah Shalom Lishma, and then we'll know that this Torah. So that was okay. But the room was all over. And Mr. Weidman met a lot of people, Fargo, North Dakota, and call on them. Mr. Weidman, my baron was in America also before the war, and there was a yid in some place in Ohio, I forgot where it was, and the baron was there of Shabbos, and he didn't want to travel after Chatzos, I think, and this yid sat in the Indian Weidman. And the baron went to... What? No, Blazer was in Cincinnati, that's what was in the Shmuz. Somebody, he said, nobody knew about him. He said, I think a Baron said on him, if he would have been in Europe, he would have been from the Grayson. From the Grayson. He said, and I think he when the Baron went and stayed in the Shamas, I think he gave the Baron a Bechina. He said, if he wants to stay, he'll have to see for the Baron. Connect Mr. Manson Meissen. But there was no next door, there was no Chinuch. You had to have Gdei Leonim. The Baron told him that the same hand came before. And the Gdei Leonim came from Balabat, right? The Wilhelms and Murphy. The Balabas made Tevid Das. It wasn't so pushy. He had a hardware store, and he bought Torah. He didn't let anybody, he didn't let him say, right, Kriyas HaTorah on the Shem Rabbi. And they made a yeshiva, they made Tevid Das, and they brought Gedolim to the Jewish yeshivas, and came from Elch and Balabat. And that was because Beres, it was, Gandhi was talking about Chacham, but there was no Chinuch. We don't realize that. It wasn't Islam. There were a lot of the teaching in school that there was a immigration in the 1880s and those Amrav Yidden came to America, but they couldn't help the how to be Mechanach kids in America. It wasn't Poshet. So later that's his given. Slowly, but there were Amrach Yidden who made some efforts that the kids should have a Chinuch. So maybe we was off it. The Nachbenchen over here who also have such yichus that the Amrach Yidden and they kept and they were Chabur and other people they stuck together. And the Oberlanders, the Hungarians, they were Chabur and they started the Shabbos, different stories. But the Amrach Yidden kept together, they kept Shabbos and they were. And they're the ones who made the Yisod that the Rabbonim and that the Rosh Hashiva should be able to make Torah. So here we are. Erech Yidin, Moshe Nefesh, is mainly Shosh HaVesein, Yom Adonu, but everybody should know. Whoever's sitting and learning is doing what he should. It's not Poshet. You have to be Bodek as Yichus. You think you have to be Bodek as Yichus. The other way, you have to be Bodek as Yichus. Yishtam from everybody here. Should know that there's a story someplace back. If they were in America, it's not Poshet, because you have to have a special schus. A special schus to be that the kinder and the eniknach should drive even the Bali Tshuva that walk on the stories. His grandparents weren't, his parents, they weren't from, but they kept kosher. They kept kosher out of self. There was no chochness, no constant. They'd rather go hungry, and then they kept kosher. So maybe come to my masses with it. So it's Chus HaVesein Yamed Lanu, and in Eilu Zomim, and in Shadu, we have to do it, and we should know we all have the Koichus and the Schisim, and then Hante Gepasha, just say one word, I don't know if we said it on Friday, they ran to it. It says, Zachati Ani Esprisi Yaakov, Yaf Esprisi Yitzchok, Yaf Esprisi Avrom. Rashi says, Yankov HaKotten, but Nisht Yitzchok, and Nisht Avrom. So Achari, we know Yankov is Bechir Obis, I think I said it on Friday, I don't remember. Yankov was Yitzchus, and it was Mechir Oves. So he also Chukuk HaKish HaKovid. And he told us Shleimo. So what's the Pshat? Yankov HaKotten? And the Tariq over here, and after the Tariq of the Chati is Bishy Yaakov, we're talking about in the Yitzchus Oves that the Rebishter says, but Vashas Chorim, Shtei Tegmur Menachas, Avraham Avinu came to Ribbono Shel Olam. So that the Davis took his off, Mali Yedidi Bevesi, what's this to do? He was Shas Churban, when he came to me, and he was Mohammed Schus on the cloud, and Abraham Benu was coming. So he says, in Schusavis, after him, Mustam Yerada said, They were called Yankee Makotin. Because we were born Yankee to three others. Baal Segmen Avram, Avram and Yitzchak, and it was Paskez al Mosim of all the Chatoim of before. And the name that it became rain, then Mashiach to come to a Yankee. Because it's Shleim. After Avram and Yitzchak. So we got the godless Yankee begin Mikoyach Avram and Yitzchak. Bechir Ha'avis. Aber Mikoyach, the Schusavis, the Eshti, Echor Ha'yal Vav, he is the Eshti. So mainly we have the Schusavis. So the Zayde Gimel Ha'el Chayid, we made the Zayde Sveel Chayid, we made it, there was Chinuch, and mainly the kingdom, and we able to come to have a good Chinuch, that the Fiyid, the Kedoyos ones, we in Zorch, and again they were Masik, everything. So, well, uns alle, we shall have Schusavis, and we should know that we have schusim. We have schusim. But shalom, I feel I'm not so ayayay. But schus of the same, we should all be zochim and be matzliach. And maybe we should say, we should have say geshmak et Torah, we should do things that are good on each other. And maybe we should be matzliach.
Amen. Torah is a yichus? You're saying that it's chosavis that we're sitting and learning. There's a
mikoyach demesivus nefesh for Yiddishkeit and for Torah. And then here we are. It can't come by itself.
It can't come by itself.
It doesn't come by itself.